This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli warplanes struck two targets in the Gaza Strip early Saturday, the Israeli military said, in response to incendiary balloons launched from Gaza into Israel. The Israeli military struck what it said was a Hamas military compound and a rocket launching site after four incendiary balloons were launched into Israel, setting fire to land and damaging agriculture. There were no reports of casualties in Israel or Gaza. There was no immediate comment from Hamas. Israeli media reported that four fires caused by incendiary balloons broke out on Friday afternoon in areas close to the Gaza Strip. The launch of the balloons comes over 2 months after an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. It was the fourth since the militant group seized power in Gaza in 2007. Israel has done little to ease a crippling blockade on the territory since the fighting ended, and Hamas appears to be using incendiary balloons as a pressure tactic. The State Department on Friday announced the addition of five alleged Islamist militants to its specially designated global terrorist list. The designation blocks any ownership or interests in U.S. properties and makes eligible for sanctions any person or financial institution who engage in certain transactions with the people on the list. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the five Islamist militants include the senior military commander of Islamic State's affiliate in Mozambique, two senior leaders of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali, and two leaders of the al-Shabaab group in Somalia. More on that and all the stories we're carrying at our website, VOA News. This is VOA News. The United States has placed visa restrictions on 50 immediate family members of Nicaraguan officials who've been involved in or benefited from President Daniel Ortega's growing repression. The U.S. State Department said Friday the officials include lawmakers, prosecutors, and judges. Over the past 2 months, Ortega's government has arrested nearly three dozen opposition figures, including seven potential challengers for the presidency. Nicaragua is scheduled to hold national elections November 7th. Ortega is seeking a fourth and consecutive term. This week, the government placed an opposition vice presidential candidate under house arrest. The Cuban government on Friday approved a law authorizing the creation of small and medium enterprises, a major shift in the communist-ruled country where state-owned companies are the norm. The change comes nearly a month after thousands of Cubans flocked to the streets, criticizing the country's dictatorship and complaining of hunger in the largest demonstrations since the revolution that brought the late Fidel Castro to power in 1959. At least one person died and hundreds were arrested in the unusual mass protests. The government claimed the demonstrations were provoked by the United States. President Joe Biden has slapped fresh sanctions on Cuban police for suppressing the unrest and warned of additional punitive measures if the communist regime does not address the protesters' demands for change. In recent months, the Cuban government has accelerated reforms to modernize the economy and stanch the worst economic crisis the island nation has experienced in 30 years. In part driven by U.S. sanctions, the downturn and chronic shortages of food, electricity, and medicine have been exacerbated by stringent measures against COVID-19. Kenya's Peres Jepchirchir battled high heat and humidity on Saturday to win the Olympic gold in the women's marathon in a time of 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 20 seconds. Taking silver was her teammate, Kenyan Bridget Kosgei, and American Molly Seidel placed third. Olympic organizers started the women's marathon at 6 a.m. local time, an hour earlier than planned, in an effort to avoid extreme heat and humidity. Saturday afternoon, the U.S. men's basketball team captured its fourth straight Olympic gold medal and its 16th overall, defeating France 87-82. American Kevin Durant, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA, was the game's high scorer with 29 points. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. Are you ready for some awesome Pan-African music? Cool, because I've got it for you. Today's lineup includes new and old tunes from Nigeria, Kenya, Tanzania, Liberia, Zimbabwe, Congo Zaire, that's our vintage tune, Mali, and Benin. I also bring you two great feature interviews. At about quarter past the hour, reporter Bill Odidi from Nairobi presents young Rwandan producer and singer-songwriter Chris Espoir. He's just released a new R&B album. And then at the back half of the hour, I present the amazing Dobe Nyahore. She, too, has just released her new album. It's called Couleur. And we meet up in a virtual conversation that we had earlier this week, she in Paris and me here in Washington. And then, just a heads up, we are listening to two Apala tunes. I just got obsessed with Apala music from Nigeria this week, and so we are going to listen to the master, the late Haruna Ishola, and then finish out the hour with another Apala jam by his son, Musiliu Haruna Ishola. So kicking us off today is the new winner of The Voice of Nigeria Season 3, gospel singer-songwriter Esther Benyeogo. Prize package included 10 million naira, which is about $24,000, a car, and a recording deal with Universal Music Nigeria. Congrats to Esther, and here she is with Carry Me, the title track off her 2021 EP.
By my side and look at trouble, hey. You steal the
right. Yeah, that was Carry Me by Esther Benyogo of Nigeria. This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. Now the East Africa. I've got two great tunes from 2018. Free by Nyashinski, he's from Kenya, and Katika by Tanzania's Navi Kenzo featuring Diamond Platnumz.
K the Great. Na level so deadly uko na just na exist ata na kuombea daily ufike mali una aim before ni deadly ni jenge na V8 baba before they play me ni oneshe mali snakes wako surgery utaona my mistakes
inaitwa surgery
unaweza acha ku complain
acha ku complain
swaga nganya side any main
can I be free relax and take it easy we only get one dry your tears, daddy don't you worry, boo boo, have no fear. Mom said, pick your kazi while I'm young and strong. I said, for you I'll be strong for 1,000 years. Stel zangu ni medley, Joshua ngam deadly. Marapo anona movie, Nashua kwanga jetly. Singa mani MC, zangu zina message zawa zina ziko empty. Nashua gamzi, here I go, geuza flow, mwisho mwezi kuna teve, but at least kuna dongo. Mazote watandika kuni this, itabo, nambie nani amekupea this many hits. Just dance for me, babe. Dance for me, babe. Just dance for me, babe. Kubwa labda tuzungumze na babako gari kubwa manisha anga utaitishwa za macho bai mtumba ukihopa itabeba kikulacho vibes tunakupa kwa unapenda jenga hustle lines tu sinakuja utasarenda mako ni like tu ataka ni make out moja mbaya hapo hii night iko true hadi kesho jione kwa mpasho hii life wezi jua so tonight please can I be free but relax and take it easy we only get one life so live your life.
Check it out. katika 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 katika.
Maumivu na ugulia, mwiba ukizama na hisi mateso, utamu na ngangania, ndizi kwa nyama napata mchecheto, na kuna nazi kwa mkongojo, na unga mchuzi wa sotojo, uno la rosti rojorojo, mikunjo flani wa bogojo, kibao kata tenteme teteme, kilingeni kuzama uchutame, uwezi pata we mpaka usimame, haichagui mwembamba mnene.
Nikalaze kwa beti kitanda, nikachezeshe samba, nakalipo na body kinanda, tunguli zimeni bamba.
Mobeto,
katika, 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 katika.
Tinamba yi, tinamba watigba namba seo, tinamba yi ya, chenko no. Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Rawr!
All right, yeah. Hey guys, so in just a few minutes, you're going to hear and meet our first feature guest artist of the hour, Chris Espoir from Rwanda. But first, we're going back to West Africa, to Liberia, and listen to this brand new single. It's called Jealousy by F.E.J. and featuring Teddy Ride and Punchy the Zombie.
Jealousy, we don't want no problem. See, I love you so everywhere we go. Drama so, but you're my baby. Me gonna love you till the sunrise. You know I'm gonna do you right. Body on my mind, oh, you know you mine, oh. No need for jealousy. My baby, oh, me gonna love you long time, no letting go. Tell me, girl, what's the video? See, you calling my phone, but I ignore.
Many girls in my DM, calling me from AM to PM. They talking about me and I see them. They won't be with me and I see them. That you my girl, you my baby. I don't wanna get another baby. See the way you making me go crazy. My you fun girl, you my lady. Girl, come be my boo boo. I'm gonna hold you down, and I want you be my.
She jealous pigeon. I'm a doctor, so she forced to be the patient. She wanna pass water to my social media handle. The thing your app I can see, I hope your eye can handle. Friend of Brandon Jordan and running in my DM. I let Steve one up for your business, I can't see them. She forced to be jealous because I'm a superstar. Anyone who buys a friend can be giving on her eye. Once you buy it, walking from the cold boy, shot you carry to your horse. She give that, you must know she's a horse too. The pastor met her child in the motel. After giving her one run, she turned to a horse Jew.
Women are jealous of me.
Word.
Men are be jealous of me. A trapper, you're a rapper. All of them jealous of me. Oh, hey.
Jealousy will kill you. Slow it down, my baby. Me no got time for heaven. See you doing too much, baby. Buffet crown holding. No need to worry. She said me not jealous. Me a jealous, oh.
Yeah,
out. All right, that was Jealousy by F.E.J. with Teddy Riley and Punchy the Zombie. Jealousy, will it kill you? What do you think? Maybe. All right, hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, and now it's time to meet our first feature artist of the hour, Bill Odidi Reports from Nairobi.
Hello, Heather. I know we're in the cold season in this part of the world at the moment, but there is plenty of music to turn up the heat. I want to take you to Kigali, Rwanda. We're about to meet one of the country's brightest young talents, and he's just released a new album, and he'll tell us all about it.
I'm sipping wine in my room. You should come through wearing the same thing. There's the air to just look at me, whisper something sweet. At least what I wish you'd have thought before you say.
My name is Chris Espoir, or you can say Chris Espoir. I am a music producer, singer-songwriter, born and raised in Rwanda. And I started my career back in 2017. That's when I finished my high school. The first thing I did was learning production because I was more into making beats. And after a while, I thought also singing might be an option because, you know, there and there you sing in the bathroom and that brings you confidence.
Tell us a little about the type of music being made by your generation of Rwandan artists.
I love what our young generation is doing musically because they are not bound to just one genre. They are very, very exploring. For example, some people are doing drill music that is known mostly in UK, and people are doing trap soul, people are doing pop, people are doing Afrobeat. That is very nice. I make R&B, pop, and Afrobeat.
Pick a track for us to play from the album and introduce the song on Music Time in Africa.
The very first song I'm gonna pick for you to play on the Voice of America Music Time in Africa is called Fair featuring AT.
I just need some love, she just needs some cash. Girl, it's never fair. I dream like that's so lame. I just need some love, she just needs some cash. Girl, it's never fair. I dream like that's so lame, so lame. Telling lies, but in your way with money come out. Niko pesa ni tevendi shura, ooh, na na na. Iyo puti ni ngwate, eh, ntkwaza money banke, eh, niyo wantaba.
There are several collaborations on your new album with other artists. Tell us about your connections, particularly with other artists in Rwanda who appeared on this album.
The best part to me is that even the collaborations on my album, they were my friends. We're just people that we hang out every day, people that we go to music shows, people that we cook together. You know, they're my friends. So that's a very nice experience, you know, because to me, I don't even have to explain something a lot. I just say, okay, we should make a song about this, and they would understand. It really defined my album.
Pick another track from the album and introduce it for us.
The second song I'm picking to play on the Voice of America Music Time in Africa is Used To, featuring Painted Black and Mazel.
Love that will not betray. Where your stress will stay. I wasn't good enough. I'm not good enough. I let your tears drop. Saddest part of my life is living goodbye, is saying goodbye. I miss you so much. Can we just get back? No one arms was in every second, every second, baby. Please, can we get back to? I used to
What are you aiming for in your career with this new album?
Every song on this album really represented something in me. I'm going to make many music videos of the songs in my album. I promote it to radio station and TV station. So hopefully if this COVID-19 goes away, we will tour.
What's the final song that you're going to select for us?
The last song I'm selecting for the Voice of America Music Time in Africa is I Don't Mind. It's also the first song on Gemini. Hope you enjoy it.
If what you needed is love, I'm guessing you're looking for pain. Pain. I've seen girls like you before, so what makes you think we're the same? And they say, hey.
I like what I'm hearing from this new generation of artists from Rwanda, led by Chris Espoir. His album is called Gemini. And we'll keep a close eye on the music scene in Kigali in the months ahead. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa. Handing you right back to Heather.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that feature interview with Chris Espoir. There's more by way of artist interviews, too, coming up at the back half of the show. I speak with Ivorian artist Dobe Nyahore from Paris about her new album. But we've got a whole lot of awesome music to listen to before then, and music news. This next song, for example, is by Zimbabwean musician Otnel Mongoma Moyo. It's called Businta, or Change in English, and it comes off his album MAP, which stands for Music According to Percussion. That's the name of his band. And a bit of music news, Mongoma performs at ZimFest 2021, August 1st, along with many other Zimbabwean musical artists like Blessing Bled Chimanga and the Mafuleni family. All of these guys I met in Harare a couple years back and featured on the show. You've probably heard them if you follow the show regularly. Anyway, you can check them out at the festival on Facebook. It streams live from July 30th to August 1st. Here's Businta with the message in Tsonga: you are the change that you want to see in this world.
Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now, I'm going to slow us way down and put us back in time with some great traditional music from Nigeria, and then with an incredible catchy tune from the 1950s by Leon Bukasa of Congo Kinshasa. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, I have been obsessed listening to Apala music all week long. The vibe is so good. This is the king of Apala music, the late Haruna Ishola. He passed away in 1983. Of this song, Kise Tenu, a certain Mr. Samson Oshode gave the only English interpretation that I could find on YouTube, and I quote here. He said it's impossible for the rat to dig a hole big enough to trip the elephant, and the car that can run faster than a car that has not been invented.
Ayati yo sebi yo lo buro koiti si lo ko
kije tanu
na yebi yo
kije tanu ayati yo sebi yo lo buro koiti si lo ko
aye wewe dori kodo
ani pa mi
aye wewe dori kodo
ani pa mi
mo so pa won lo loju
kikida
Yangoana, Pasi Electrier, Zambé Akamati.
Baninga, Sono Baninga, Liwae Salimabe. Ya, Sono Baninga, Liwae Salimabe.
Bina, Bina,
Organiza.
Mela, Mela,
Organiza. Ya, Sono Baninga, Liwae Salimabe. Ya, Sono Baninga. Ya solo baninga liwae salemabe.
Mela, Mela,
Organiza. Ya, Solo Baninga, Liwae Salimabe. Ya, Solo Baninga, Liwae Salimabe.
Mela, Mela,
Organiza.
Mela, Mela,
Organiza. Ya, Solo Baninga. Organiza,
Mela, Mela,
Organiza. Ya, Solo Baninga, Liwae Salimabe.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and we just heard two back-to-back vintage tunes by two legends in African music, Kise Tenu by Haruna Ishola of Nigeria and Tokanisa by Leon Bukasa of Congo Kinshasa. Now, back to today. Fatoumata Diawara's new visuals to the song Kokoro off her 2018 album, Femfo, premiered on YouTube recently and drew my attention to this awesome song. So we're going to listen to that. And then we will meet my second featured guest artist of the hour, Dobe Nyahore. But for now, here's Kokoro by Fatoumata Diawara.
Kubanda me bwana, kaunye farafunye. Kubanda me bwana, anga kokoro betununana. Kubanda me bwana, kaunye jonde. Kubanda me bwana, anga kokoro betaragando. Kubanda me bwana, kaunye farafunde. Kubanda me bwana, anga masile ya kelambulu tumbai.
Evolução.
All right. Yes, that was Kokoro by Fatuma Tajawara from Mali. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. And now it's time to meet our second feature guest artist, Dobe Nyahore. This interview was recorded virtually earlier this week. I here in D.C. and Dobe in Paris, France. There's an English voiceover for Dobe who speaks French.
Même si c'est dur, comment, comment, oh, relève-toi. C'est Dieu qui est fort, tu vas y arriver, relève-toi.
Allô, Dobe.
Oui.
Allô. Comment vas-tu? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Je vais super bien.
So let's talk about your new album, Couleur, and all of the beautiful visuals you've been releasing lately.
The album was released on June 4th, and it was released under the Kombucha label. It's an album full of colors. I did everything in Ivory Coast and with young artists, and for me, it's one of my best albums.
The dancing is so beautiful. You are known for being an amazing dancer, and you were on the show at VOA in Washington like 8 years ago. I know that you're a great dancer, but many people have not seen you dance yet. Who did the choreography?
When I'm in Ivory Coast for my clips, I always call on young people who are there. So I have a young choreographer called Etienne. He's the one who did the choreography. And in terms of the clip, it's a young director called Steven, who is 21 years old. Etienne is 22 years old. These are just young people of the younger generation who have a lot of imagination and are very, very talented. And there are many like that in Ivory Coast.
A young singer in the clip.
There is Bongoloba. He's not in Ivory Coast. It has Zouglou, popular music. And I know that this singer is joining a lot of artists. And also, he has super nice voice. So I said to myself, I want to work with him. And for sure, maybe the song will attract a little more. Indeed, it's a song that pleases much more.
About the album in general, how is this one, your sixth album, how is this different than the other ones?
I think it's different because it continues to grow with me. It's the current inspiration that makes each album. And it's clear that I started with very acoustic albums. Then after, I went a bit into electro, a bit into pop. And then finally, I said to myself, I don't give myself a particular style. I'll let myself be carried away by the melody. But it's also different because from start to finish, I myself put my ideas into it. And I composed almost everything. And the ideas of the cover, the ideas of everything. I called in the right people, but I had a very specific idea of the album. And I wanted it to be an album that would be a motivational album.
And that takes me to the second visuals I wanted to just touch on together a bit is Yankane, because you're speaking specifically about girls.
Yes, Yankane is the world today, the time of this young generation of women who are competent and who necessarily want to leave choices. So in Yankane, I say the world. Your world is made today. There won't be another moment. There won't be another chance.
You're at home. I'm at home because of COVID. But I hear girls in the background, so I imagine you have daughters. Maybe not. But if you do, do they have an influence on the kinds of topics you're singing about today?
But I have always been a mother since I became an artist, as I started very early. My career started in 2003, and my first daughter was a year or two. So you see, I mean, I'm already a mother. At the same time, I was starting my career. I mean, like any woman, I knew how to reconcile the two. Being a mother brings something to my career. Being an artist brings something to my life as a mother with my children. So I'm really trying to grow up with it all.
Well, you are definitely a role model for women and for artists. So we thank you for that.
Thank you too, and see you soon.
Thank you, Dobe. Thank you so much, and good luck.
One thing I noticed about that last song of hers we just heard, Yakane, is that it reminds me of Angelique Kidjo's old song, Agolo, from 1994. I even asked Dobe about it in the interview, but she seemed surprised and said she wasn't thinking about Kidjo or that song at all when she composed hers. But just for fun, check it out for yourself. Here's Agolo. Do you hear the similarity? All right. That was Agolo by Angelique Kidjo, an old great song that I think sounds a lot like Dobe Nyahore's new song, Yakane. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. And, oh, by the way, you can watch that interview you just heard with me and Dobe on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook in English, of course, but also in French, too. So check it out and drop me a message while you're at it. Say hello. All right, this is the last tune of the hour, and it's another Apala piece from Nigeria. Yeah, this time it's Musiliu Haruna Ishola, the son of the late Haruna Ishola, whose song Kise Tenu we listened to earlier on in the program. Here's Soyoyo.
my dear, finish it, Okiwa. So yo yo,
Sisi Abela Rodeo.
So yo yo,
Sisi Abela Rodeo.
Savada,
Meta Direte Abanito.
Savada,
Meta Direte Abanito.
Bonsue,
Otire Koya, Jotipe.
All right, and with that contemporary Abala jam by Yusini Harunayashola, it is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I can't wait to meet you back here next weekend. Also, a special thanks to Bill on EDM, Chris Espoir, and also to Dovenia Hover. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 Universal Time. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voa.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa, and stay safe.